ever feel fearful about certain things in life? We all do sometimes, don't we? Hi, I'm Steve Douglas, and Jeannie Nigro says intimacy with God is a great way to know peace, even in the face of uncertainty and fear.
Well, the number one anchor for standing strong in these uncertain times and in fear is intimacy with God. And intimacy is kind of a big word. What does that mean in terms of God? And it's really that our hearts and our minds and our words and everything are aligned with and connected with God's heart. So we grow in intimacy with God when, for example, we have His heart toward ourselves. We cannot really be in intimacy with Him when we're down on ourselves, when we're beating ourselves up, when we're condemning ourselves, because He never sees us that way. And so it is dwelling throughout the day on who He is, how He sees you. It is having His heart for other people and recognizing that when we're critical and bashing or putting other people down or always negative, looking for the negative, that's not how God sees them. And so we've got to be aware that what can we do throughout the day to grow in intimacy with Him?
And of course, prayer and reading God's word help grow us deeper in intimacy with Him.
Knowing if my number one purpose in life is intimacy with God, because that is our number one purpose. Jesus tells us it's that one thing. I need to recognize what blocks intimacy with Him. And that would include fear and stress and unforgiveness and frustration and bitterness and anger, self-condemnation, all these things that we think might be just part of our personalities or just a part of a normal day. We have to see, wait a minute, if something blocks intimacy with God, I need to deal with it. I need to confess it.
There are many things that can get in the way of intimacy with God, but we can make intimacy with God a priority as we walk with Him. Do you want to learn more about staying close to God? Go to makingyourlifecount.com.